Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their backers. National campaign to eliminate measles rubella launched on first day of World Immunization Week. State government strengthens Aadhaar infrastructure with new enrollment drive. And first Naglan Open fight rating rapid chess tournament commence. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their backers. He said that India will pursue them to the ends of the earth. Noting that terrorism will not go unpunished, Mr. Modi said every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done and the entire nation is firm in this resolve. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public gathering in Madhubani district of Bihar on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day.
From the soil of Bihar, I say to the whole world, India will identify, track and punish every terrorist and their backers. We will pursue them to the ends of the earth. India's spirit will never be broken by terrorism. I thank the people of various countries and their leaders who have stood with us in this time.
Prime Minister Modi further said that the country's spirit will never be broken by terrorism. Mr. Modi also emphasized that everyone who believes in humanity is with India. He stated that the country is saddened and in pain after this incident and stands with the families of the victims. Before beginning his address, the Prime Minister observed a moment of silence to pay tribute to those who lost their lives in the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The Prime Minister inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees during his visit to Bihar. The project inaugurated and work started today, including an LPG bottling plant at Gopalganj, electrification projects, housing schemes, railway infrastructure and road development. Mr. Modi also inaugurated railway projects worth over 870 crore rupees and flagged off 4 trains during the visit. Emphasizing the importance of village self-governance on National Panchayati Raj Day, he said, if the villages of India are strong, the country will develop faster. India has decided to suspend visa services to Pakistani nationals with immediate effect in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. All existing valid visas issued to Pakistani nationals will also be revoked with effect from 27th of this month, and medical visas will be available only till April 29th. The External Affairs Ministry has asked all Pakistani nationals currently in India to leave the country before the deadline for visas. Meanwhile, the all-party meeting convened by the government in view of the terror attack is underway at the Parliament House complex. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is likely to brief leaders of various political parties about the attack and also update on the steps taken against Pakistan following the incident. World Immunization Week 2025 by the World Health Organization, WHO, began from today across the globe. The week-long campaign will last till 30th of this month. The World Immunization Week is celebrated in the last week of April with the aim to promote the life-saving power of immunization. The theme for this year is Immunization for All is Humanly Possible. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today launched a National Zero Measles Rubella Elimination Campaign 2025-26 in New Delhi. This marks a significant step towards India's goal of eliminating measles and rubella by 2026. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda highlighted that during January to March this year, 322 districts in the country had reported zero measles cases, while 487 districts had no rubella cases. He urged the state ministers and chief medical officers to hold public and press meetings to inform about the vaccination drive through active Jan Bhagidari. He also called upon states for an inclusive participation of all MLAs, MPs, local and panchayat heads to spread awareness about the vaccination against measles and rubella. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. In a push to improve Aadhaar enrollment for children under 5 years, Commissioner Nagaland K.S. Andan Konyak today handed over 24 fingerprint scanners and 24 smartphones to the State Department of Economics and Statistics in Kohima. These devices will boost the reach and efficiency of Aadhaar registration services across the state. Speaking at the event, Mr. Konyak emphasized the critical need to increase enrollment among young children and the importance of updating Aadhaar every 10 years. He noted that all districts have functional enrollment centers with trained operators. To address low registration rates, a special Aadhaar enrollment campaign will soon be rolled out in Woka, Peren, and Pek districts. The initiative is part of wider state efforts to ensure that all residents, especially children, have access to identity services essential for availing government schemes and benefits. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India's steel industry is brimming with renewed confidence about its future. Speaking virtually at the inauguration of the India Steel 6th International Exhibition and Conference being held in Mumbai, he highlighted the ambitious goals set under the National Steel Policy, which aims to increase the country's steel production to 300 million tons by 2030.
आज भारत 5 ट्रिलियन डॉलर इकोनॉमी के संकल्प को सिद्ध करने में जुटा है इस लक्ष्य को साधने में स्टील सेक्टर की भी भूमिका कम नहीं है हमें गर्व है कि आज भारत दुनिया का दूसरा सबसे बड़ा स्टील उत्पादक बन चुका है
Mr. Modi noted that per capita steel consumption is projected to rise from 98 kg to 160 kg by 2030, driven by the transformative PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. EAC Tseminyu Mathang Nguli has underlined the crucial role played by village functionaries in grassroots governance. Addressing the block-level National Panchayati Raj Day celebrations in Tseminyu today, Mr. Nguli emphasized upon sustainable resource management, fortifying public health system, and effective implementation of government-sponsored schemes. The event was attended by village council chairman, VDB secretaries, and other functionaries representing 26 villages under Tseminyu block. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today launched the initiative issuance of sports certificates via DigiLocker. Under this initiative, digital certificates will be given to athletes as a proof for competing or winning at national or international level tournaments. It is aimed at safekeeping and digitizing the records of the achievements of athletes as well as providing a guarantee of authenticity. Dr. Mandavia said that many sportspersons often miss out on employment and educational opportunities due to improper certification, which can now be prevented.
दोस्तों हमारी जिम्मेवारी है कई मुझे यहाँ आया तब ब्रीफिंग दिया जा रहा था कई फेडरेशन ने डीजी लॉकर के साथ इंटीग्रेशन कर दिया है कई लोगों को करना बाकी है कोई उससे अछूता ना रहे सभी को कंपलसरी करना ही करना है भाई उसके साथ मिनिस्ट्री की ओर से नेशनल स्पोर्ट्स रिपोजिटरी बनाई जा रही है
The minister also inaugurated the National Center for Sports Science and Research and its return to sports cell. The first Nagaland Open Fight Rating Rapid Chess Tournament commenced today at Dimapur. A total of 144 players from across the Northeast and West Bengal are participating in the two-day tournament. Grandmaster Saptarshi Roy Chaudhary from West Bengal, one of India's youngest chess grandmasters, is also participating in the open category. Mr. Saptarshi has been conferred the title of the 51st Grandmaster of India.
So I am Grandmaster Saptarshi Roy Chaudhary from Calcutta. Getting to see a lot of participants in this championship, that too for the first time, and hope so it's just the beginning for Nagaland chess, and many more tournaments will happen in future.
Featuring various age categories, the tournament boasts a total prize pool of 3 lakh rupees. The event is being organized by the Nagaland Chess Association under the aegis of the All India Chess Federation. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their backers. National campaign to eliminate measles rubella launched on first day of World Immunization Week. State government strengthens Aadhaar infrastructure with new enrollment drive. And first Naglen Open fight rating rapid chess tournament commence. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the morning English news. Good night.